time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we express gratitude. Expressing gratitude is no different than Thanksgiving gatherings. It takes much premeditation to pull it off, and it requires developing a menu of items to consider and the guests of your life to be present. But you may not have time to cook an animal, nor the desire to do so, so let's find gratitude faster than a turkey can outrun the slaughterhouse. Let's think of some things that we might be grateful for. Our children, the sounds of chirping birds, our health, a trustworthy coworker, garden tomatoes. What are some things that you are grateful for? The simple act of bringing to our awareness the things that we are grateful for immediately sets us up to feel more satisfied with our lives. In fact, it is an exercise in optimism. Too often, we are mired in loathing and disappointment and anger, and we neglect to look at all the things that are going well in our lives. Gratitude is so important to our overall well-being because gratitude opens the door to more relationships. Gratitude improves physical health. Gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. Gratitude helps you sleep better. Gratitude improves self-esteem, and it also improves mental health. So turn that frown upside down and let the sun shine in from those stormy clouds via gratitude. My pro tip, today's YouTune was brought to you by an amazing team of talented individuals. I would like to take a moment to express my gratitude for all of those who are responsible for today's one-year anniversary of You Inc. and YouTune. First and foremost, I have to thank Dan Michalko, station manager at WCBE, who, without his firm belief in my abilities and in the value of this program, I would not be here today. Also, by extension, a shout-out to Melanie Wells, who printed my emails to be sure that they actually came across Dan's desk. A very special thank you to the man who I work with most closely, who is in the studio with me day after day, and who literally makes this show, Greg Mobius. I'd also like to thank Jim Coe, who helped me craft You Inc. into its own unique brand and who supported me with unwavering confidence in the show's success, and Kathy Gill for being a mentor to me and giving me the opportunities that I parlayed into where I am today. Many heartfelt thanks to my personal incredible team, the real secret to my success. Derek, Lauren, Johnny, Jalen, Michael, Victoria, Isabel, Mandy, Yambo, Chris, Damon, Jerome, Isaac, Lily, Patrick, Carrie, and Marley. Also, I'd like to thank my brothers for listening to my dreams and first episodes, and to my kids for being proud of me, but keeping me down to earth by caring more about me playing with their Barbies and Beyblades instead of listening to Mommy on the radio. Of course, I'm grateful to my parents for chuckling and grunting through each of my outlandish stunts over the years. I would like to thank all of the guests who took time out of their lives to come to Studio A and allow me to ask them questions sight unseen, and my early supporters, John Doherty, Cheryl Harrison, Jamie Goldstein, Jean, Larry, and Kate's, Katie Smith, and most recently, I am grateful to have interviewed RJD2 via a co-creative friend of ours, Nick Fancher, who was also on the show. As a big fan of RJ's for years, it really was a dream come true. Also, not to be overlooked, the listeners of this show, who I thank you all for your positivity and messages, in particular John McKnight, who helped me with designing shirts and promotional materials. You are the ones that really keep me going. And finally, a big thanks of gratitude to my husband, Scott, who not only didn't deny my cockamamie scheme of getting two shows on the air, but took the time to listen, give assistance and technical expertise, and most importantly, care for our children for me to go off and make this happen. Thank you, everyone, for helping me keep my feet on the ground, but to keep reaching for the stars. Time for our movie motivation. This film aired in 1973 and airs every Thanksgiving, making this their 44th anniversary and an inspiration that good things do last. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is the perfect film for the entire family on this holiday of gratitude. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope that your meals are digesting nicely and you're with your loved ones as I should be now when this show airs. to listen to the U-Ink episode that is the companion to this U-Tune break. If you've missed our 9:30 a.m. special, our full anniversary special will air again on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. at 90.5 FM or live stream at wcbe.org with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can catch our U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next Thanksgiving together, remember that you are in charge of U-Ink. Time to stop spinning and start winning.